Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today. Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It's so great to be with you guys today. Was not the plan. The plan was, you know, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the John and Wayne show, which is still scheduled. But, man, more great news. I'm, you know, the kiddo's at home, and I'm trying to get him to go to the gym, which he's been awesome. And so I'm like, dude, let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym. And sure enough, as soon as we get in the car, it's just like ding, 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 ding. phone goes buck wild. Fred Warner signs an extension, which is great news. Shout out to Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC. You know, she talked about yesterday they're close. And then, you know, within 24 hours, the deal gets done. It's so absolutely incredible. The offseason that has been great continues to get greater. And so I just really, really love that. So I want to talk about the extension. I want to talk about Fred Warner, what he's accomplished, where he is on the all-time, whatever, what it means to lock him up, his age, projections, all those different things. And again, with looking back at 2024, looking back over his career, then I want to look at the 49ers team and the cornerstones that the 49ers have said, look, this is who we are moving forward. In an offseason with so much changeover, bringing in 11 rookies, 6 undrafted free agents, and moving off from a lot of the old quote-unquote cornerstones, what the future looks like with those guys. And then on top of that, man, we're going into George Kittle contract numbers are out. I want to talk through those. And look back to the past, some nostalgia. Brent Jones, one of the all-time greats, has just been, you know, they've just mentioned he's going to be the next inductee to the 49ers Hall of Fame, the 33rd player to receive such an honor. And so I want to talk some Brent Jones. There's always that, you know, the offseason, and I'm already kind of building out the platform. You know, we add our greatest 49ers and we go through the numbers. I think we got through 32 last year. And so now I need to double check that, but like we go through it, the offseason episodes where, you know, we're manufacturing content and trying to keep you guys abreast of the situation, but also one foot in the past and what it means to be a 49ers fan. We spent so much time on this, and I love looking back to know who you are. The 49ers are a very rich franchise, and Brent Jones means the world. It's just so cool to have one foot with Fred Warner, you know, extended to the future, but also we're looking to the past with Brent Jones. It's a great day to be a 49ers fan, and I'm very, very thankful for all of you. What's up? Love all the hashtag CCs. Yeah, right here, Rook. What a great day to be a 49ers fan. It sure as hell is. Is it Monday? It don't feel like a Monday, but yeah, what a beautiful Monday. And this is right off the Brock Purdy extension news. This is just, it's so refreshing after last season's kind of offseason of hell, plus the season of hell. Like, I mean, it was just terrible. And so to get all this, it's wonderful and it's refreshing. And it's just like, man, it's hard to find things to be upset about. And yeah, the naysayers and, you know, that's still out there. Have I been critical of certain things in the offseason? Heck yes, I am. And I'm going to probably continue to be on certain aspects, but to not be able to stop and enjoy what is on the horizon, I think that's a missed opportunity. And things just seem to be pointing upwards which I love. Rook, our front office finally smartened up. No big drama this offseason. I agree with you. I love it. Monkey Boy, who flipped the switch of the front office getting these deals done early? They freed up a lot of cash. And so you had kind of the Red Wedding free agency period where they slash, and then, you know, didn't replace. And so it seems like, look, these are our cornerstone pieces. We're going to build through the draft, 11 draft picks this year, 11 draft picks next season as well. And so we're going to have our veteran leadership. We're going to focus on coaching. And then we're going to build up these young rookies to kind of fall in line with the veteran leadership. And so one of my biggest issues with pro sports in general is when teams don't have a plan, where they're just kind of like, nah, we're just going to kind of stay competitive. That's what we're trying to do here. I hate that. I hate the Cowboys. That's my origin story, right? But like, they have no plan, none whatsoever. It's just try to be as competitive as you can. And man, just keep selling season tickets and concert tickets and jerseys. That is their plan, and that's what they have. The 49ers have a plan. Now, people could disagree with it, and the lack of depth is going to be a major issue on this roster moving forward. But if the rookies can step in and contribute early, which we haven't seen with Shanahan and John Lynch with the whole rookie redshirt program and all that stuff, but you know, by bypassing free agency, locking up your core tenant players long-term, if those rookies could step in, it's a big if, but if they can, watch out. Now, if your hit rate is below 50%, which is already super high, like 50% hit rate in the draft is, that's stellar. You did it last year. Can you replicate that this year and next year? And if you can, yeah, you're talking about a power team moving forward with the veteran leadership, all-star Pro Bowl players in place. With the infuse of young talent, that seems to be the plan. And will it pan out? We'll see here. Yeah, awesome offseason. What's up, Yatsik? This is awesome. Glad we're getting these deals done before training camp. Yeah, training camp is going to be freaking fire, man. I cannot wait. Bobo, Fred deserves his money because he's one of the best at his position in the league. Brock is not. Oh, come on, man. Bobo, come on, man. At least you tried to put something positive in there. I'm proud of you. I'll take it. The vibes are immaculate. The Fredador, I like that. Predator, Fredador. I like that. He looks like it too sometimes with his braids. He's so huge. What's up, Dance? Appreciate you guys here. Rusty, what's up, man? It is just great times. What's up, Sin? I love it. Yeah, we're going to be talking some Brent Jones later. 49ers equals linebacker kingdom. And I'm telling you guys, I've been saying this. I remember where it was like blasphemy to talk about Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw in the sphere of 49ers linebacker greatness, you know, with Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis, Ken Norton Jr., like there's a lot. Not anymore. And I've been saying for a season straight, Fred Warner's the best to ever do it in the 49ers uniform when it's all said and done. Like he will be the standard. I think that there are certain things, and that's not a knock on Patrick Willis. That's not a knock on Navarro Bowman. That's not. It's just Fred Warner, the way in which he has the longevity. He's not 29. Like, Fred Warner's 28 years old. He's not going to be 29 till halfway through November. November 19th is his birthday. Like, what's the only knock on Patrick Willis? Longevity. Just longevity. That's it. There's no other knock on it. Fred Warner is going to, God help us out here, knock on wood, whatever else. Like, Fred's the guy. He's the guy. He is him. He is the standard. He's the best coverage linebacker already in NFL history. And not to mention the Iron Man. Dude's missed one game in his entire career. What? Dude fractured his ankle in the middle of the season last year on a team that didn't make the playoffs. It still played every damn game. He was pushing people off against Arizona. Week 18 game meant nothing. Meant something to him. He's so freaking awesome. Dancing. Best offseason vibes we've had in a while. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. Flynn, my man. Appreciate the super chat. I forget what a drama-free offseason feels like, John. Warner and Kittle on the 10-year wall feel so right. Yes. Pinch me. Like, and again, for those of you in this episode 1,418 of the 49ers Rush podcast, we've been doing this a while. You go into the 49ers locker room, if you haven't been there before, they have a whole wall dedicated to 10-year or decade-long 49ers players. It means everything to be a part of that. It means everything. And now you have it. Bosa, he's going to be on there. Kyle Juszczyk, if he plays out his contract, he'll be on there. George Kittle's going to be on there. Fred Warner's going to be on there. Hopefully Brock Purdy, he's only signed through 9. But still, like, these are the players that mean everything that it means to be a 49er. And thank you, Flynn. Yeah, because those are the guys that, like, when you think about the 49ers, these are the legends that should be thought about. Like, go back to when you were a kid. Most of the people that listen to this show, probably my age, I'm in my 40s, right? Like, you remember the 90s, you remember the 2000s, you remember the 2010s, like, you remember those. And certain players come to mind.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
There's a whole new generation of fans that this is going to be their... I remember Fred Warner, right? Why are you a 49ers fan? Fred Warner is why I'm a 49ers fan. That is a story that is developing and should be. George Kittle is why I am a 49ers fan. Ugh, I love it. I freaking love it. I freaking love it. And now, before I dive more into this, I do have to take a quick pause. Shout out to the great Neil Hinchley, big-time listener of the 49ers Rush podcast. He's just such a great man, and he recently went through several brain surgeries. He's got a lot going on, and he's fighting, and he's in the hospital, not in the best shape, but I just wanted to give a shout out to him and the medical staff that are helping him. Neil, we love you, man, and this community is behind you. I know he listens because the medical staff, they reach out to us, and you know, they talk about how that's helps him calm down in really bad situations. So, man, we love you, brother, and keep fighting, and we're here with you, and can't wait to see you on the other side of this thing, man. You got this. Now, let's talk about the numbers. Fred Warner signs a 3-year, $63 million extension. Now, this is an extension, and what a lot of people kind of seem to always forget, he had 2 years left on his deal. This is the start of a more proactive 49ers front office. Instead of always waiting till the last minute, be proactive, get it done early. Like you saw, the Eagles have kind of created the blueprint for the rest of the NFL. Like if you wait, you get screwed because every new deal just inches up, inches up, inches up. They said, screw that. Let's get the deals done earlier, way before there's this much competition, which is definitely the way that it should go. Definitely the way it should go. So he had 2 years. You extend him 3 years, $63 million. So he signed for 5 more seasons. That is freaking awesome. $56 million guaranteed of the $63 million. Like, that's the thing. Like, I wish NFL deals were 100% guaranteed, kind of like the MLB is, but it's not, and it's not going to be because the CBA doesn't fight for that. But the fact that the guaranteed number is so high to the actual contract extension number, I think that's awesome. Basically just saying, look, we know what you are. We're not putting high emphasis on, look, man, you got to hit these incentives. No, no, no. You've hit the incentives. You are what we are. You are the leader of the team. And again, yeah, I'll go back to Kyle Shanahan talking. He's like, yeah, sometimes whenever coaches have to make an adjustment in halftime, my go-to is Fred, talk to the team. Like, Fred is him. Now, Brock Purdy in the quarterback position, attributes a lot of the leadership and whatever else to it. But in my opinion, this is my opinion, you could disagree with this, Fred Warner is the locker room leader. He is the number one leader in this organization that is a player. George Kittle, Trent Williams, Brock Purdy, like Nick Bosa. Yeah, there's lots of great leaders, and it's not a knock on any of them. I'm telling you right now, Fred Warner is the guy. Now, Brock Purdy might eventually get to that because of the quarterback position. He's not there yet. Fred is the standard. Fred is everything that the 49ers are. And the fact that he signed through the 2029 season, are you freaking kidding me, man? 2029? Ugh! Like, this is just the best freaking news that you could possibly have. So, let's go back. Let's look through. What does Fred Warner mean? What does all of this mean? And what has he accomplished? Let's freaking go. Again, keep in mind, Fred Warner's 28 years old, guys. 28. Ugh. He's got 4 Pro Bowls and 4 All Pros. That is unbelievable at this age already. Now, his Hall of Fame monitor score that comes up from Pro Football Reference, which is, I freaking just love that. They do a great job. He has a 53.3 Hall of Fame monitor score. What does that mean? Well, it's 35th among linebackers all time. And again, he's already established so much. Listen to the players he's ahead of. Dave Wilcox, Clay Matthews, Lavonte David, Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel. Ooh, man. Like, those are some names. Now, he's behind some other ones because why? Longevity isn't there yet. Will be. He's only 28. Super Bowl wins, not there yet. Will be. Got to get 6. We got to get to the 6. But he's behind players Ken Norton Jr., Joey Porter, James Harrison, London Fletcher, Hardy Nickerson. Navarro Bowman is ahead of him. Longevity was a big deal. Bobby Wagner, Luke Kuechly. Those are the ones that are he's behind. But he's not done, and he's still at that peak performance. And, you know, you saw it last year where he was a top 3 candidate for defensive player of the year halfway through the season on a 4-4 team. And then he broke his ankle, fractured his ankle, had to play through it. Play went down a little bit, not to mention the horrible defensive line, not to mention the worst defensive coordinator in the history of the 49ers organization. But Fred stayed, you know, still at an elite level, and he was the – not only was Fred Warner All-Pro last year, he was the only 49ers All-Pro player. Not only was the only 49ers All-Pro player last year, he was the only All-Pro player for the entire NFC West. That's not a misstatement. There was one All-Pro player for the entire NFC West. Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, 49ers. There was one. It's Fred Warner. Literally, the only player who was the best at his position for 4 separate teams? Oh, look at Joel. We got Joel in the house. Shout out all the way from the Philippines. He doesn't get to catch a lot of the lives. Love you, man. Glad you're here. So, like, that's incredible. Now, just looking at last year, you know, at the end of every year, it's one of our least watched downloaded shows. I don't care. I do it because I love it. We do a 49ers Rush, like, awards ceremony, right? Like, who deserves what? So this is just over last year, and this is just my own personal whatever. Defensive player of the year for the 49ers last year, according to the 49ers Rush, was Fred Warner by a lot. He had, let's go through it, 89.2 overall PFS score, which is the 4th highest linebacker grade. He had an 88.4 coverage grade. That's the 2nd highest linebacker coverage grade. 4 forced fumbles. That's 2nd most in the NFL. 53 solo run stops. That's top 10. 2 interceptions. That's freaking awesome. Like, unbelievable. The Iron Man Award that we give out. Yeah, he won that one too. 997 snaps last year, the most on the team. Played through a fractured ankle. Played through a hip injury week 18. When the game didn't matter, he pushed the freaking sideline off. They tried to sub him out, and he said, "Get the hell off the field. I come off on my terms." I freaking love that, man. He's exactly the player that a coach wants. Like, You gotta love it, man. You gotta love everything that he is. He was my runner-up for MVP. My MVP winner was George Kittle, who we just extended as well. Now, I know some people will probably go against that, whatever else. That's okay. That's okay. But, man, he gets paid, and I just love it. And I like the vibes. I love this. Rick Diaz, look at this. 553 in Chicago. Yeah, let's go, baby. Pizza guy. Love that we got our franchise guys secured for the future. Well, let's talk about that. Here are the players that the 49ers have locked up. On offense, you know, we kind of went through this with the Brock Purdy show. Trent Williams, you've got for two more seasons. For three more seasons, you have Christian McCaffrey and Dominique Pooney, assuming no extensions, and hopefully Pooney's a decade-long 49er. But just with the current contract status, CMC and Dominique Pooney, 3 years. 4 years, both your number one and number two wide receiver, Pearsall and Ayuk. 5 years, George Kittle. 6 years, Brock Purdy. The offense is like you have your skill positions in place. Now, the one kind of void thing there is the Juwan Jennings. I don't think that they're going to extend him. I would like them to extend him. And I, again, hindsight's 20/20. I wanted them to extend Juwan Jennings long-term instead of the Ayuk deal because I thought you could have got Juwan Jennings on a very cheap 4 to 5 year deal. And you're talking maybe, you know, maybe $8 to $10 million a year. You could have stole the bank there, but you didn't. Instead, you paid Ayuk, and I think you've made your decision. And I am of the personal belief, I don't like wide receiver second contracts. I don't. So you already paid Ayuk. All right, cool. You've passed the point of no return there. That's your guy. You got Pearsall on a cheap one-year deal, which with the fifth-year option, you know, you still have 4 years left if you want to go that route. I'm not so sure I'd want to pay more cap space to the wide receiver position whenever, and again, this is a philosophical way I would want to construct the roster. You run the least amount of three wide receiver sets in the NFL. You run the least amount of three wide receiver sets in the NFL. I wish you would have kept Jennings over Ayuk, but that's in the past. Ayuk it is. The decision's been made. I think they allow Juwan Jennings to go get paid and be a number one elsewhere, and you get that huge compensation pick. I think he's earned that. I would try to sign him to a friendly deal, but I don't know why Juwan Jennings would do that. I want him to be there, but I don't know why they would. But yeah, that's huge. And right here, Rusty, Purdy, Kittle, Juice, and others being reasonable grown-ups in their contracts made Warner possible. Ayuk will maybe take a hint and to restructure. Yeah, I don't know. The Ayuk is going to take a while till you could do anything. Now, with Ayuk, you have to make sure, first and foremost, he comes back to status, which is a huge if. Now, he's playing golf. You're seeing some pictures out there. I don't expect to see him until October, November. We'll have to see, but like, yeah, we'll have to let that play out. And I don't even think you could restructure for 2 to 3 years. But, man, we'll have to see what that looks like. Now, before we jump into the defensive side, which, man, you got a lot of stalwarts there that you're building around as well. If you want to see these 49ers in person this year, man, come out. Join us on the road, and let's have a good time.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year. With over 40 events at road games, if you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys. Kids are always included and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, and man, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, You know, one of the first players that we really had to our events was the Fred Warner. When we threw a draft party in Vegas when the draft was there that year, Fred Warner and Elijah Mitchell came out and partied with us. And man, I got to interview Fred live in person, which was really, really cool. By far, one of my favorite pictures. And again, you know, we talk about, you know, the players and kind of who they are. The person, Fred Warner, is better than the player, Fred Warner, which is saying a lot because he's a Hall of Fame player. Like, dude showed up wearing flip-flops and Giants shorts in a, like, posh Vegas, you know, whatever, you know, kind of club thing that we rented out. And, you know, he does all the things that we, you know, signed him contractually to do and autographs and whatever else. And then afterwards, he just showed up by himself. He didn't show up with his agent or anything. He just showed up in flip-flops. And he comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, can I just hang out with you guys for like a little bit?" It's like, "Yes, Fred Warner, you can hang out with us for a little bit," which was absolutely cool. He just spent time talking to me. I don't even think he knew he was my son, but like he talked to my son, Joe, just for like 10 minutes, just about life, like not even football, and just like just made lifelong fans and connections. And like he was just incredible, you know, and there are certain guys you fall in love with, like you can clip that audio. I don't mind. But like, dude, this guy, Fred Warner, like he's who you want your kids to look up to. You want them to wear Fred Warner jerseys. You want them to aspire to be such a great, you know, player, the work ethic, all those things. But person, right? Right. Imagine being a Chiefs fan. Imagine Tyreek Hill being your favorite player. Imagine the Baltimore Ravens being your team. Like, that's difficult. Like, that is crazy to me. And that's something I've always wrestled with. And like, you don't have to do that with this front office because they invest in quality character guys that love football and are good people. And shoot, George Kittle, are you kidding me? Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner? Really? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what's up. And so I absolutely just love that, you know, this human connection takes place. And, you know, if you come to any of the 49ers Rush road trips, we're going to have some players out again this year. You know, we're working on those now as we speak. Like, man, when these players come to life and you get to meet them, it just makes it, it's awesome. It's awesome. Shout out to Bucky Boy. Appreciate the super chat. Looking forward to many more peanut punches. Yeah. Those full extension missile tackles, flex on them, Fred. You got this, Neil. Oh, man, I love this. The community is behind you. Shout out to Neil, man. We love you and appreciate Monkey Boy, not only your generosity, but just, you know, extending everything to the community and all the positive comments in the chat for Neil. God, y'all are awesome. Love you guys. Love you guys. Now, let's talk defense because the defense was by far the problem last year, by far one of the worst defensive performances in 49ers history. I mean, you gave up more rushing touchdowns than any other 49ers team in history. I don't really want to go through all the negatives, but it was awful. Average, you know, you went from first in the NFL in 2023 under Steve Wilks and fourth quarter points allowed until the Super Bowl, really. But, you know, you were number one. And fourth quarter points allowed. You went to dead last. You went from first to 32nd in 1 year. It just could not keep a lead. It gave up over 10 points per game in the fourth quarter. But now you're starting to build. You flushed a lot. You let a lot go. Even some of the established whatever, but like it's gone. You lost it all gone. Now, you've got Malik Mustafa, who's injured this year, but you should be able to get him back, and Renardo Green for 3 years. 3 years. You've got Bosa. He signed for 4 more years. That was a long extension. The longest extension the 49ers have done. That was a six-year deal. I want more six-year deals because that Bosa deal is already a value. And if you're one of the people that listens to these contract numbers get out and you're just like, man, that's an overpay. Why are you paying so much? Look at Nick Bosa, who was the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. He's like sixth highest paid defensive end now. He's got 4 years left. Like in 2 years, like it's already a value. I love long deals. not for 32-year-old Javon Hargrave, but like, yeah, that those are going to burn you. But man, extended a 28-year-old linebacker, I love that. So Bosa, you got him signed for 4 more seasons. Fred Warner signed for 5 more seasons. D'Amador Lenore signed for 5 more seasons. So you have these 5 cornerstones. Now, if some of the rookies pan out, cool, but they ain't played yet. So I'm not putting any rookies like Malik and Renardo played last year. Dominique Pooney and Ricky Pearsall played last year. Like, those are cornerstone pieces that you are banking on to be the solid foundation of your core moving forward. And the fact that you have Malik Mustafa, Renardo Green, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, D'Amador Lenore, like, that, you're halfway there. You have 5 cornerstones. Now they have to stay healthy, and you have to hope that those rookies can fill the gaps. I mean, there's 11 starters. You've got 5. You got 6 starters that got to step up. Now, whether that's rookies, not really free agents, because you didn't sign any defensive free agents literally at all. You signed some special teams players. But yeah, like, the cornerstones there. Your draft picks, they got to pan out. And so it's Mikael Williams, Alfred Collins, C.J. West, Upton Stout, Nick Martin. Like, yeah, you want 100% hit rate. And where we're sitting right now is like, yeah, they're all going to be perfect. Sadly, that's not the case. I hope all of them are perfect. And I hope all of them are multi-year starters and all get third, fourth contracts. That's not typically what happens. So the 49ers are in a little bit different path than what they have been, because you can no longer rely on 49ers redshirt and rookies. You can't do it because you allowed so many starters to leave and you didn't replace them in free agency. You chose the draft. You chose the draft. And so I think that's key. Look at this. My man, my friend, Rob Johnson. What's up, man? He said, appreciate the super chat. He says, who we got coming out for New Orleans and Indy, John? Man, you got my number, Rob. You got to text me. And we are working on those. They take time because players don't have their – they take time. But we're working on that. The one thing that I can pretty much guarantee is that we will have a player for Houston. That one's probably going to be our biggest party of the year. And so for people that are like, oh, what party should I come to and blah, 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 they get those questions a lot. Whatever's closest to you, come on out. I'll be honest. Our largest party is going to be Houston, week 8. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think our funnest party, the one I'm most looking forward to, is definitely New Orleans. We are spending way more than we should on that tailgate because I want the ultimate tailgate experience. We got a seafood station set up. Oh, man, it's going to be so good. New Orleans is like my food, man. I lived in Louisiana for 2 years whenever I was a kid. We would have catfish Fridays, you know, and whatever else. Like, we are spending way too much money on that tailgate, and I don't care. Like, I'm going to have a good time, and we are going to have seafood and non-seafood people ain't got to do that. But like, I build these tailgates. We build it. It's not me. We, the team, build the tailgates. But like, New Orleans, yeah, we're going. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I can't wait to see you, Rob, and the entire Johnson family. You guys are the best. So the foundation is there. And I really, really, really do like that. It's just, what does this season look like? Well, you've got a great schedule. You've got ample rest days. We're going to do a full schedule breakdown and where I rank 1 through 17, most difficult, but like, this schedule is awesome. You finished 4th place, dead last in the NFC West last year. This is the positive. You get an easy schedule. So very, very, very excited for that. Yeah, Dead Case, New York. New York's going to be a blast, man. The details on that one, it's a little bit further. Like, we're getting that one worked out. But like, I just finished, a big reason why I haven't been recorded. I bought all my airline tickets for all 8 games, and I bought my Airbnbs for all 8 games. And, you know, our little team that travels with us, which is expensive, but I've got all those booked. So like, where we're staying, we don't stay at hotels because we have a big group. And so we don't stay in nice places. We are balling on a budget. All of our money goes to the events, but we do have to get there. So the flights and the Airbnbs, those are booked. Credit card bills high, but that's okay. That's what we do. But yeah, I'm super excited. New York's going to be fun. And I'm excited about all these trips, to be honest with you. And they all kind of have a different flavor, no doubt about it. But, you know, we were in Tampa last year. That was awesome. We had such a good time. I could not miss Tampa after how great last year was. I am curious to see how many people come back, because I know Tampa was like one of their only trips that year. So we'll see what that looks like. Now, I want to take a second, because we talk about these deals, Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Fred Warner, but when we talk about them and the excitement's there, we don't have the numbers. Well, the George Kittle numbers are out. And that's exciting to me, because the 49ers had $50 million cap space before these extensions, before Kittle, before, you know, Warner, before Purdy. They had a lot. And I was really hoping that they would front load some of these deals, because you have the second most cap space in the NFL, right? That's not what they're doing. In fact, George Kittle's salary cap hit number for this season went down $7.8 million. His extent, like, the 49ers have a blueprint when they sign these deals. Push it back, way back. And so his cap hit, it's $14.2 million now. It was $20 million. It was a $20 million. It was like $21, $22 million. Like, it's gone down. Fred Warner's cap hit is going to go down. Brock Purdy's cap hit's going to go up because it was so low. But, like, the 49ers continue to say, look, we're pushing everything back. We're expecting the cap to continue to grow. And here's probably one of the better news, and why you should get all these deals done right now, is because 2025, this season, is the last COVID cap year that is affected. So when COVID happened, right, the salary cap is devised from the revenue that is brought into the NFL. Well, when COVID happened and you couldn't have fans in all the seats, you lost a lot of revenue. So the NFLPA and the owners got together and said, hey, we could take 1 year and just take, you know, our medicine and have a giant no cap spending for anybody, or we can prorate it out over five seasons. They said, let's prorate it out, the COVID losses, so that the cap will continue to expand. This is the last year. That cap is going to explode with all the international games, and like Paramount getting a game, Netflix getting a game, you know, Amazon getting, like, I hate all that stuff, but the positive is, it's more money, and the more money means more cap. More cap space is good for the 49ers, because they're betting that the cap is going to continue to increase. So if you look at George Kittle deal, like, his cap numbers are all reasonable. In fact, his largest cap is $24.5 million. It's a void year in 2030. So they are saying, we need cheap cap now. This is the way they do things, and we're just going to continue to roll forward all that excess cap spending. The only one that's not really like that is the Brandon Ayuk deal. That is a terrible deal. It is scary, scary, scary when you look at those cap numbers. Like again, listen to George Kittle's cap numbers. $14 million, $16 million, $17 million, $18 million, $20 million. Then whenever the void year happens in year 2030, when he's 37 years old, $24.6 million. None of those cap numbers are large at all. And the fact that tight end and linebacker are so cheap, like, I love that, because you get to take advantage. Like, they're not hurting you. Now, you look at, again, Brandon Ayuk, listen to these cap numbers. Again, his cap number for last year was $5 million. This year, $9 million. Not a big deal, Brandon Ayuk. $15 million next year, then $41.4 million, then $43.3 million, then a $14.5 million void year cap hit in 2029. Are you seeing a theme? I think we are. But, you know, to Rusty's comment earlier, like, restructuring Brandon Ayuk, man, you've got back-to-back $41 and $44 million cap hit numbers. Like, that is, oh, that contract, 49ers got hosed. But if he comes out and has, you know, 2 to 3 all-pro seasons, you're getting what you're paid for. But you're paying all-pro money to $1.5 million, $43.3 million cap hit. Like, they're going to have to restructure it. They're going to have to. They're like, that's a killer. Those are some killer deals. But by the 49ers, you know, cutting all these players, trading Debo and, you know, whatever else, and taking $81 million cap space, dead cap space this year, it does help mitigate that. But it is kind of just like, there's a lot. those are some major. I can't. The Brandon Ayuk deal is the worst deal I have ever seen the 49ers front office give out. And that's worse than D Ford. Yeah, I think it's worse than, I put it up there. Yeah, Hargrave was probably the worst. And so, okay, well, let's go. We talked about Bosa. Let's go to Bosa. Last year, Bosa's cap hit was $14 million. This year, it's $20 million. Next year's 42. That's high. 52 in 2027, 42 in 2028, and then a $5 million void year in 2029. But in my opinion, a defensive end that was defensive player of the year, you can swallow that a little bit more than Brandon Ayuk, who, you know, I like Brandon Ayuk, but I don't put wide receiver close to, you know, defensive player of the year, defensive end, you know, and Brandon Ayuk doesn't even have an all-pro year yet. He hasn't even been an all-pro, so he doesn't have a Pro Bowl. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference. I don't want this to be a negative Brandon Ayuk. I'm saying that contract. The contract's bad. Whatever. That's okay. But I do like where the team is. I like where the salary cap is. You have the most salary cap space in the NFL almost. I would have liked them to balance some of that, but now that they've got all that cash to Jed York, and people say, like, well, now Jed York spent cash. The cash is allocated throughout the season. We'll have to see where the things go. But the signing bonuses and all that stuff that gets spread out over the years, we'll have to see. They have spent their cash, though. And I even said a free agent. Now, if you go and you sign Brock Purdy and extend George Kittle and extend, like, okay, cool. You had a plan. We didn't know what that plan was. We knew Brandon, we knew the quarterback Brock Purdy was going to get signed, but now this is starting to unfold. And so, you know, maybe props to the people that are like, well, let's just wait and see. I still really dislike the fact that they signed no free agents of quality on the defensive side when you had so many holes. But if the rookies pan out, over 50% of them, you're going to be all right. But there's going to be some issues on this defensive side. Now, the good news is you're returning every single offensive starter besides Debo Samuel, besides Aaron Banks. That's not a total loss. You're hoping the offense is going to carry. You're hoping the coaches make up for the lack of depth that you have because you got Robert Saleh, you got Brent Boyer. I think that's huge. I really, really do. But it doesn't look like the 49ers are going to be bringing in, like, you know, the quality vets that are left. There are some, I mean, guys like Von Miller and whatever else. Like, there's guys out there. I don't think that's the way they're going to go. The 91 roster is relatively set. I know you brought Greg Joseph, the kicker, in. Released one of my favorite Alex Barrett players. You know, he's a practice squad guy. I hope they find a way to bring him back. I love that man. Never was going to really contribute, but, like, practice squad, he makes everybody better. So, anyway, that's where that is. Now, Let's talk about the past. Let's talk about my man, Brent freaking Jones, who I absolutely love. The number 84, when I see it, I memorize numbers based on players, right? So if, like, somebody way back in the day when we had to memorize phone numbers, like, somebody be like, oh, my, you know, 914, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'd be like, okay, 9, that's his player. 14, all right, that's his player. Like, that's how I memorize things. So whenever I see 84, yeah, I see one thing, and that's Brent Jones. I freaking love Brent Jones. Now, do have to give a shout-out to my man. You want to help local business? You want to help the community? You want to help the faithful? Here you go. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to the mattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to the mattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to the mattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right. Brent Jones is the newest inductee to the 49ers Hall of Fame. 33 players have, you know, he is the 33rd player. But I just, I freaking love this dude, man. What a lot of people don't know, he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the fifth round. Now, the 49ers got rights to him in 1987. And yeah, went to Santa Clara College. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Like, four-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl champ. You got to love that. And actually wore jersey number 88 for his first season with the 49ers, 1987, before switching to 84. Gosh, yeah, played in 143 games. That's crazy. 417 receptions, 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns. Dude's just a beast. Absolutely incredible. Now, he was on the second team of the 1990s All-Decade team. Again, I talked about the four Pro Bowls, but like, gosh, you think about what he was able to accomplish in the playoffs. And I think that's one of the things that separates kind of who he is. Because this dude played in 21 playoff games. Talk about being a part of greatness. 21 playoff games? Like, that is crazy. Obviously, you win three Super Bowls. All right, cool. I get that. But 21 playoff games. Like, the three Super Bowl years, played three playoff games, three playoff games, three playoff games. Okay, that's nine. You got 12 more playoff games. This dude played a whole extra season and a half in the playoffs. Freaking love Brent Jones, man. How do you not love this guy? And I'm just so happy that he gets rewarded like this. And, you know, again, you know, we talk about the greatest to play. And we talked about the linebacker position that is just, oh, so freaking good for the 49ers. It's so good. The tight end position is pretty badass. Brent Jones, Vernon Davis, Dwight Clark. You know, if you consider him a tight end, whatever. He was a wide receiver. I get it. But, like, dude was huge. And now George Kittle. And I think whenever it's all said and done, again, like, I don't think it's blasphemous. I think George Kittle's going to be the best to ever do it in the red and gold. I truly, truly believe that. I think that he's right there. Now, can he get the Super Bowls? Dwight Clark did. Vernon Davis did not, sadly. I think he got one with the Denver Broncos. I don't think he played on that team, but he was a part of the team. But he didn't get it with us, so I don't give a damn. And Brent Jones got three, right? Can George Kittle be a part of that? Oh, man, I just get happy thinking about Brent Jones. And it's exciting. It's exciting. So just compliments to him. Look at this, Roy. Roy's play says, Brent was in my area. What a reliable tight end. I traveled to San Francisco every year for 8 to 9 years. Jerry Lebby was my ticket broker. Look at that. Super great guy. I miss those days. Ah, I love those conversations, man. Oh, it makes me so excited. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And so vibes are high, and they should be. Now, can this carry into the season? We saw what happened last season with the offseason from hell. It was so bad in every single aspect, and it filtered into the season. Credit the 49ers front office for saying, look, we've got to change. Everybody always talks about how Shanahan and the 49ers are so stubborn. And for people like, what's this got to do with Shanahan? Trust me, this has to do with Shanahan. Trust me, this has to do with Shanahan. You change the way you're doing business in a positive way. We're not going to do what we've done in the past. You had the Bosa deal, man, that sucked. It carried over into the season. You had the Debo deal. That sucked. Carried over into the season. You had Trent deal. Sucked. Carried over into the season. You had the Ayuk deal. Sucked. Carried over into the season. No. And no, we're not doing that. We're getting it done before training camp. Months before training camp. We're not dealing with that anymore. And I hope that this is now par for course moving forward. Juwan Jennings is the only kind of player that's kind of like, ooh, should we not? You've already allocated a lot of resources to that position. That's why I'm like, no, but I love Juwan Jennings so much. I wish we would have signed him long-term, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm just going to take a deep breath. I'm not going to go down that rant again, but today is a great day. And man, you've got to be happy. Just go watch some Fred Warner highlights, man. He's 28. 28. Five more seasons of seeing 54? What more could he ask for? You guys are the best. I'm so thankful for the time you guys allow me to spend with you talking about all this greatness. Ah, I'm a lucky guy. Thank you so much. And we'll be live in the morning, 10 a.m. When the John and Wayne show. So join us back then. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.